Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
With so many great places to fish in Humboldt County, wouldn't it be great to have a brand new fishing boat? Well, here's your chance, because we'll be drawing one lucky winner in the May Day Boat Giveaway at Bear River Casino. Just earn entries by playing your favorite slots, table games, and select poker hands through May 20th. Then, get ready to win a fishing boat. See the Players Club booth for details. Bear River Casino's May Day Boat Giveaway, Tuesday, May 20th at Bear River Casino Hotel. We got game. Wanna play?
Hi, this is Steve Braun for Community Comment. I would like to talk a bit about a little piece of paradise called Brookings Harbor, Oregon. Brookings is named after the same Brookings family who lent their name to Brookings, South Dakota, and the think tank Brookings Institute. In the early 1900s, the Brookings family was seeking to expand their logging interests and sent representatives to southwestern Oregon to determine an appropriate place from which to conduct business. Eventually, the area that is currently Brookings received favor over the Pistol River area some 20 miles to the north. A W.J. Ward representing the Brookings family worked with a noted San Francisco Bay Area architect, Bernard Maybeck, to lay out the city plot, which he did, utilizing a hub as a center of city operations with the spokes of the wheel extending outward, representing the streets of the city. Many of these streets and initial architecture are in place today, although the current city government has not formally acknowledged Brookings' historic value as a Maybeck community. Maybeck's Brookings City plot can be found online by Googling Maybeck along with Brookings, Oregon. A mill was constructed in the early teens and commerce ensued. Much of the lumber produced found its way to south to be utilized in the reconstruction of San Francisco following the 1906 earthquake. Within 10 years of the buildup, the Brookings family had pulled out of the lumber business in Brookings and sold to another concern. In the late 1920s, the whistle at the lumber mill blew once, announcing the unexpected closure of the mill. The Depression era was being felt not just in the USA, but also in Brookings. Brookings experienced a mass exodus of sorts. A small remnant of folks stuck around and eked out livings throughout the Depression, living on the generous credit extended by folks such as the Hanscoms, who ran a general store in Harbor, and Demick Brothers Market, located in Brookings. In the early 40s, the extreme southern Curry County, on the harbor bench just south of Brookings and extreme northern California, became a new destination for folks seeking their fortune growing a brand new crop, Easter lilies. Business began to prosper in the process. A post-war boom in timber and lumber manufacturing also rediscovered Brookings. In the late 40s and into the 60s, there were mills just about everywhere. TP burners defined the skyline between Brookings and Smith River to the south. By the late 60s, there were just two timber concerns, Brook Ply and South Coast Lumber, which was incorporated in the early 50s. In the 70s, South Coast Lumber purchased Brook Ply shares, continued operation of the plywood manufacturing plant, which also supplies product for an LDL operation. Brookings was incorporated in 1952, pretty much coinciding with the opening of the all-new Brook Ply facility. This month, Brookings is proud to be hosting the 75th anniversary of the Azalea Festival with a parade on Saturday, May 24th, and a juried car show on Sunday, expecting over 200 classic automobiles at the Port of Brookings Harbor. Quilt shows, plant sales, flower shows, and more. Brookings is a great place to visit, and we hope to see you soon. For Community Comment, this has been Steve Braun.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.